Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow Radio.
What you gonna bring to the table tonight? I'm gonna give it to you, and I'm gonna give it to you. They don't know what they're doing.
Yes, once again, welcome to the Game Strong Show, the Game Strong Show. It's yours truly, Mr. Naz, and I got my partner in crime, my compadre, my brother, Big Dow Harrington. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, brother? Everything's good tonight?
No doubt. Once again, I want to say, first of all, welcome everyone to the Game Strong Sports Show. It's a part of the Shadow World's radio network, and we try to do what we do every week. We want to apologize for the late, sign on, and that we had a couple technical difficulties.
Like that.
But tonight we're going to talk some football and basketball. I understand
That's
we
right.
have a co-host online, brother. Can we bring him
yes.
on for you? You want to introduce? Let's do it.
Right. I'll gladly do that for tonight.
Okay.
You know, another member to the Shadow Worlds Radio Network family, also the Game Strong Sports Talk Show family. We now have our own personal basketball analyst, the one and only Mr. Trey Davis. Trey, are you online?
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Hey,
right
how you doing, brother? How you coming? God bless.
Hey, God bless. God bless you, and thanks a lot. Big Naz and the Big D, and definitely Shadow World and the Game Strong Sports Talk Show. I just thanks a lot for the opportunity. You know, it's big Trey, and I'm here to bring you some good information about some low-key players, guys that are under the radar. You know, we always find out about the blue chippers and the guys that's doing their thing on AAU and the high school circuit, but you know, we always forget about those people that support them and help them be the superstars, and that's what I'm here to bring you about.
Oh, definitely. You know, but, I mean, first of all, I mean, you know, there's a lot of great sports happening in the tri-state area, man, you know. And like you said, Webby Wells said that we're going to talk about a lot of the guys that fall under the radar from the hardwood to the gridiron. Because, you know, it is a lot of quality sports out here, and you don't have to spend, you know, thousands of dollars to go see a really good game or tournament, you know? So, you know, we want to bring that to you because, you know, not everybody got two G's to spend on a personal license ticket just to get a seat, to buy a seat at a game, or spend tons of money, you know, with the popcorn, the beer, and all other stuff. You know how it is, brother.
For sure.
Definitely. Now, if you guys don't mind, we're also representing the Regional American Football League. We're also affiliated with them. They cover from the East Coast. We're talking about Scranton, PA, New York, New Jersey, Virginia area, and I believe some of Florida. You know, the Regional American Football League is operated out of the commissioner is, I think it's Eric Tyree. Big shout out to him. And also the president of the league, Charles McGill. Big shout out to him. So we also representing them. And hopefully we also will be representing a couple of selected basketball AAU leagues. So we're going to try to get that connection going. Hopefully Brother Trey can help us, you know, combine that there.
No problem. Definitely. I've been traveling, seeing a lot of AAU tournaments, a lot of guys, a lot of young men has caught my view. So as the show progresses, I'll definitely give you the scoop on who's catch my eye, a couple of diamonds in the rough that if they can go to a particular program, whether it's in the tri-state area, down south, Midwest, or even the West Coast, they can definitely bring a lot to the table and help bring some programs back as well.
Right, definitely. Brother Darrell, do you have any questions, you know, you want to ask Brother Trey a little bit about his history or before I go into the recap of week four of the RFL?
Absolutely. Let's do a little hoop action first. You know, you always do hoop action 24/7. Trey, first, do you have a Twitter so people can follow you?
Definitely do not have a Twitter, but now since I'm here on the Game Strong Sports Talk Show, I guess I might as well make one up so, you know, people can keep in contact, keep a loop of players that I've seen that I know, and definitely and those you can interact with those players as well as far as coaches and different personnel on programs because I believe that's the rule now. You know, coaches can go ahead and interact with the players if they're in their junior and their senior years, you know, to get that personal connection with the players because that's important as far as a young man making probably one of the toughest decisions of his life is as far as what he wants to do as a career and jump started off as far as what college he wants to go to.
Okay. I'm glad you said that because you have a lot of young players that don't understand the transition, what they have to go through. And, you know, we definitely want to talk about that also as the show progresses because I think there's a lot of, you know, you got a lot of players, young men out there, they don't understand. They just think I'm bouncing this ball. I'm going to get picked up by someone. They don't understand. There's a benefit part of it. It's part of business. So we definitely want to talk to those players and those young people.
And that's for sure. Matter of fact, do you have a profile tonight? Because, I mean, you know, we might as well, you know, get a little taste of, you know, some of the people that we're going to be exposing, you know, to America, exposing, you know, to some of the local coaches who are representing of our program. You know, we like to share information. So you got a little something for us?
Actually, I do. I happen to be in the North Carolina area. I checked out, you know, a couple of games, big-time teams, and the gentleman that happened to catch my eye was a rising senior by the name of Mel Watts. Rising senior at North Mecklenburg High School, and the funny part about this guy is I asked him, who does he pattern his game after? And, you know, when you ask a young guy that question, you know, first question you'll say is LeBron or Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. And he patterns his game after Kawhi Leonard. You know, Kawhi Leonard. And I said, okay. And after I checked him out, he plays exactly like him. Strong defender at 6'3", great combo guard. He plays a small forward position as well. To find the AAU team he plays for is the Queen City Ballers. And for a guy that's playing a two-guard position, he's averaging 18 points, 6 rebounds, a block, and 3 steals a game. And, you know, for a person that really, really prides himself after defense, well, that's pretty good. You know, you don't hear a lot of young guys talk about being a good perimeter defender now.
Right.
Yeah, very true.
Right.
Now, I mean, you know, it's funny you said that also. You know, you said, you know, pride and stuff. And then why is that? Because we're in this, you know, is it what's different about it? You know, tell the listeners why now, you know, these young men, you know, they want to be the point guard, they want to be the star of the show or whatever.
You know, it's the hardest thing about it to, you know, explain to kids nowadays is, you know, putting in the time and the hard work, you know. Everybody wants to be the Kobe Bryant or the Kevin Durant, but they don't want to put in the hard work that Kobe Bryant and the Kevin Durant do. So if you get a young guy like Jamel Watts, you know, he says he gets up 8 o'clock every morning from 8 to 12. He works out in the gym and by himself, voluntary every day, goes in there to the gym, works out, and he says doesn't pick up a ball. He works up on his cardio, works on defensive slide. You know, guys like that that actually work hard to work on other aspects of the game because there's a lot of aspects to the game. It really speaks volumes for that player.
Okay, okay. Now, I mean, does it start like from like young age? I mean, how do we get that type of discipline ingrained into young basketball players? I mean, what's a good age to get them started like that? They start developing this this work ethic.
It's good to instill work ethic into a young boy or girl. I say around, you know, the age of 7, 8, and as they go ahead, you want to teach them the good habits early. So when they get into the middle school and to the high school, they don't have the bad habits, you know. And that's the thing now. Yeah, that's the thing now with young players. They form and develop a lot of bad habits, and they're being taught those bad habits early. So when you try to break them out of it and show them the actual fundamentals to the game, it's boring to them. You know, we look at TV now. Everybody's jumping out the gym and, you know, crossing everybody over, breaking ankles, and shooting downtown from the parking lot. But you know. They don't have the, you know, they can't dribble a ball and chew gum at the same time, or do the simple things like make a left hand layup. But they can jump over 3 or 4 people. So if you really go ahead and start the kids off at a young age, 7 to 8, teach them the fundamentals, and as they go ahead and they get older, as they develop, they get better at those fundamentals.
Okay, okay. You see, a lot of you young listeners and players and athletes, you know, that's good advice right there, brother. Now, is there anything that you're doing with young people, you know, our listeners, they can, you know what's going on with you? Are you doing anything with young people in your area?
Yes, actually, I'm in the Charlotte area, working with the Queen City Ballers as well, teaching, you know, the 7, 8, 9, the 10-year-olds, the good habits. You know, you have to give back to the community. That's the best thing to do, is give kids time, because, hey, that's the thing that they remember most is time. So
okay.
If you go ahead, you know, you take 3 or 4 hours out your day and, you know, show them things, hey, how to make a layup, how to dribble, how to play proper defense. And just teach them that and let them have fun with the game, hey, it really helps them out later on in the long run.
Okay. Yeah, I know you got some more questions pertaining to Brother Trey and what he's doing with these young people out here, man. You know, what is your perspective?
Oh, absolutely. Trey. Now, yeah. It's good that we got, you know, we're giving the fundamentals and making sure that the kids understand the fundamentals of the game. But we also know that there is more to life than just basketball. When you have to be academically eligible to be able to go ahead and go further with your basketball. Is there anything, you know, that you know of, you know, in the Queenston area that is, you know, making sure that these kids are completely well-rounded, not just as athletes on the court, but, you know, there's other things that are important, too. So do you know of anything that's going on in the Queen City area which, you know, can help round them out a little more? And if not, is there some way that we can help, you know, as a Game Strong Sports Talk family? You know, the All-Stars, we believe in making sure that we, you know, put out there the best of what we got, not just physically, but educationally, intellectually, spiritually, so on and so forth.
Well, you know, as far as the Game Strong Sports Talk Show, it's just not the Queen City area. It's just everybody, you know, always stress to young men to go ahead and encourage stress education, because you can only bounce a ball but for so long. And the more you stress to them that you can only bounce a ball for so long, then they'll get the idea of, well, I have to think forever. So
right.
A lot of these young men nowadays and young women too, it's just not only boys but girls as well. You have to understand that you can use basketball as a tool to make your life a whole lot easier. As far as getting a good education, putting yourself in a better situation for not only yourself, but your family. And it can pave ways for you beyond your wildest dreams and imaginations. You know, a lot of kids, their thing is, you know, hey, I'm going to do this to get to the NBA. Well, you know, you not only have the NBA, you have a lot of leagues overseas. You have a lot of semi-pro teams. You can play in Canada. You can play, you know, anywhere in the whole wide world, because basketball now is global. It's a global sport. Everyone in the world now plays basketball. It's just not only here in America. It's being played in Italy. It's being played in Brazil. It's being played in China. So, and the way you get that is by actually getting your education so you can understand the predicaments and the situations you put yourself in to make it to that level.
Well said. Well said, brother.
Before we go into the next segment, let me ask you a question. Now, say I'm in junior high school. I'm trying to get nice and trying to get make the basketball team, and I'm not making it. You know, they said, look, I'm not going to do it, but I love the game. Because you have a lot of kids, they want to play, but for whatever reasons, they don't make that team. I mean, what any advice for those kids that we can kind of help them and I guess, kind of inspire them or motivate them?
For those guys that are working hard and they just can't seem to make the cut, ask the coach. What is it that you're lacking? Why you didn't make the cut? You know, it might have been your fundamentals wasn't on point, or you're not a strong rebounder, or you're not that much of a good defender. There's nothing wrong with going to that coach and having that mature conversation with that coach. And whatever skills that you're lacking, you go back and you work on those things every single day till you get a whole lot stronger. And once you work on those things that you lack at, you go ahead and you incorporate them into your game that you're already strong at, and you become a better player overall.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know, what you just said, man, you know, it's basically an epitome of what you just said is an epitome of what – why we created Game Strong. You know, it's having that perseverance, having that established goals, that no matter what you do in life, that you're gonna work hard at it. You make your game strong on the court, on the field. You know, that's why we came with the name, man. You know, because we've seen a lot of young people like that just give up. They figure, you know what, I can play ball, but you know, you gotta work on other things outside of playing ball, or you know, whatever you're doing. There's other things you gotta work on, your mental game. Because I've seen so many talented young men on the football field to the basketball field, very talented, but they get to drama on the court, they get thrown out, or they get kicked out of school because they're knucklehead. They don't understand, you know, there's a business associated with that. You know, once that light is on you, you know, you got to carry yourself a certain way. You got to act a certain way. People are going to try to drag you down. They're going to try to get you to go back to some of the old ways that you're trying to get away from, the streets and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, I think that was very well said. You know, definitely, man, you know, everything that you're doing, we definitely want to get part of it. Cause I would love to get the tournament in your area and expand it. You know what I'm saying? We can get a couple of states, do a couple of tournaments for these young people. We're all in. We're definitely all in. I don't know about you, Brother D. What do you think about that idea?
Oh, yeah, look here, man. We need to take the programs that we encourage, you know, throughout our, you know, our Shadow Worlds family, whether it be Man Up or whether it be Game Strong, we just want to make a better individual. In this case, an athlete, an even better athlete, a more well-rounded athlete. Because, yeah, you know how many guys we came up with who had great handles? They knew how to shoot. They knew how to take it inside. They knew how to play ball. They knew how to play football, baseball, basketball, whatever. They knew how to play the physical sport. But it's so much more than that just to be able to get on the right stage, to be able to be seen by the right people in order to be able to elevate you to a different place, or at least give you the opportunity to elevate you to a different place. So to do that, we have to be able to give people more of a venue. We need to be able to give them more opportunity to be able to be seen in order for their dreams to come true. So, yes, we're looking to do things in North Carolina. We're looking to do things in Virginia, Maryland, PA, Jersey, New York, Florida. We look to take it all over. So, yeah, we are looking to be that involved. Like I said, Game Strong is not just the name of the show, it's the name of a philosophy. And I think that's the thing that we have to push, that it's the name of a philosophy.
I like that, name of the philosophy. Yeah, we got to market that, bro.
For sure.
You know, when I hear more, I know there's some marketing, and we got Game Show of the philosophy. I like that. We got to run with that. After the show, we got to talk.
Yeah, definitely, man.
So, I mean, listen, gentlemen, it's great. Now we're at the 9 o'clock hour. If you don't mind, if guys, I want to do a little recap of some of the scores from the RFL. If you don't mind, I'm gonna run that down. So that we get a couple of listeners calling in. Comes out from. Oh yeah, shout out to. We got Virginia on the line listening to us. We got some South Jersey, Philadelphia area listening, and New York. So before we go any further, we want to send our condolences and our prayers to head coach Gene White and his family. Just to let you know, Brother Trey, what happened was his baby son, was found dead, and the babysitter that was watching him disappeared. They came
wow.
Out. So, you know, they played the game this past week with a heavy heart, and that family was very close. He's a God fan, man. He's a good brother, too, overall. So our condolences going out to Gene White and his family. If you're listening, young man, it's your brother, you know, keep your head up.
Definitely keep your head up, man.
Justice will come, definitely. Justice will come to whoever hurt that beautiful little baby, because there's no reason in the world that a baby should be harmed, injured, or anybody, but especially a baby so innocent. They're innocent. So our prayers is with him. Just to recap, in the RFL, once again, this is the Game Strong talk show. We got Brother Trey, we got Big D, and yours truly, Mr. Naz, and we're on the line. In the RFL this past week, on week four, the New England Soul, now these guys, you're going to clap up on some of these scores. Freeport, the New England Soul. They're out of the Massachusetts area. They beat up on the Flemington Generals. The score, believe this or not, I got to get the button for this one. The score, 64-0. I had to look at it again. I'm like, who scored 64? I mean, I don't care. And I don't care who you are. It's pride included.
Can I get a damn for that?
You want a damn for that, brother? Okay.
Yeah,
we're gonna get
that. Yeah, that's just all messed.
Yeah, I seen that score. So shout out to the New England Soul for beating down the Flinton Generals. We're going to make this show a little spicy, so I know we're going to get a little flack about it, but it's all good. This, we're going to take it to Pennsylvania. Central Penn Piranhas, they beat up on Lancaster Lightning. That score was 38-6. We're going to keep there's some high scoring going on. And we're going to keep it in the Pennsylvania area. We're going to take it to the Philadelphia area, the city of brotherly love. They won a tight one. They scored. The Philadelphia Gators scored 14 over the South Jersey Bengals. They had 12. The Bengals are formerly known as the Lynx. They're out of the South Jersey Camden area. Bunch of rough guys, love to hit, but that game was very close. A lot of hard hitting, a lot of helmets flying, a lot of chin straps was loose, very loose. We're gonna take it down to Virginia, the D.C. area. The Hampton Road Redskins. Okay, we're about to drop a bomb on this one, y'all. They beat up on the Metro Nemesis. Here we go. 66-0.
Ouch.
Yeah.
It's definitely a damn near too. Yeah, that's no doubt about it.
Yeah. The Hampton Road, 66 to Metro Nemesis 0. That's in the Virginia and that D.C. area. Those guys are coming hard. Now, we're going to take you back up to New York. The New York Predators scored 38 against, unfortunately, one of my friends and brothers, Brother G. Wright, the Braveheart, a heavy heart. They scored 38 to Braveheart 0. But, however, in that game, the New York Predators, they heard about what happened. They honored the whole entire team. They showed proper sportsmanship. They hugged. They acknowledged them, and I believe they had a moment of silence. So that's a class organization that's going to do that for the whole team.
Yeah, and we
encourage that. You know, guys on the field, like you said, it's life outside of football and basketball, whatever sport you're doing. It's life. Everybody has family. So the final game also for that week was the Philadelphia Braves. They beat up on the Delaware Bisons, 22-0. So that was week 4 for the RFL. You know, that was going on, a lot of old games going on. Now, I'm gonna just do the rundown for the upcoming week. This upcoming week, the games they got going on this week is the New York Predators. They're heading to Delaware. The Predators, New York Predators are 4-0. They lead their division. They're going down to play the Delaware Bison, who's 0-4. I'm gonna have to pick the Predators on this one because they so far at 4-0. They're also the champions of the league last year. Until you knock the champion off, they're going to continue on their roll.
That's it.
Delaware Bison, they need to win badly. They 0-4. We're at game 5. We're at week 5. If they don't get a win, this would be a pivotal win. If they could be a top-tier team, they can get that momentum going back, and hopefully they can get something started. So that's that
there
game.
You go.
Now, exactly. The New England Soul, they're 3-1. They're traveling to Philadelphia Gators now. And the Gators are 2-1. I'm going to pick this game as the game of the week. Reason why I'm saying that, New England Soul, they're all their receivers, their average height, I believe, they're like 6'3 or 6'5, real big boys. They're like, they also play ball as well. Big boys, big hands, great catches. They're 3-1. They're looking to make a big step in their division and try to stay on top. Now, they're going to Philly. Anybody that knows Philadelphia area, parts of Philly. Yeah, they're going to Philly, man. And these Gators, they play hard at home. They play hard. I believe it's West Philadelphia. So it's going to be a lot of chin strap movement, a lot of hard hits going on, you know. And New England Soul, they have a little swag about them right now, and they're coming to make some noise. So I'm going to pick that as a game of the week. Now, based on my analysis of this team, The edge, I would have to give the New England Soul. I had the opportunity to see them. They got a hell of an aerial attack. And, you know, they score a lot on their offense. The Gators play great defense, but I hope they have great DBs to hold down those 6'3". And those guys, I think they're 6'3", like I said, 6'3 to 6'5", and they're weighing 225 to at least 240 easy. All their receivers. Their quarterback, they're great, two great quarterbacks. I believe they're 6'1", and they just pick one guy like Joe Montana, just picking people apart. So that should be great. That's game of the week. And let me see what other games got going. I got a couple more to announce. The Philadelphia Braves, they're 2-2. They're going to New Jersey to play against the 1-2 Bravehearts. The Braves are a very hard team, but unfortunately in the minor leagues, sometimes certain teams from urban areas don't travel that well. So we're hoping to see a great game. They don't travel well. I think that being said, almost in every sport in the minor league sometimes. When you're at home, you have everybody and your mother there. Guys don't come to practice, show up. So I'm going to have to give the edge. This is going to be a surprise to some people, even though the Braves have the better record. I believe that the Bravehearts is going to fight back with the stuff that they've been dealing with, the death. I think that they're really going to come back strong. I think it's a good opportunity for them to do that. They'll be at home in Roselle, New Jersey. So we'll probably go and check out that game as well. So I'm going to pick the Bravehearts. Okay. So we'll keep it in the D.C. area. What you got, D?
I said we're going to go check that one out ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to keep it in the D.C. area. The D.C. area, D.C. Explosion, they're 3-0. They're a big team down at Washington, D.C. area. These guys, they come hard. Right now, they're surprising everybody. They're 3-0. They're playing one of their rivals in that same area, Metro Nemesis. It was 1-2. I'm going to get a nod to D.C. Explosion. So far, they've been steamrolling, and nobody's going to stop them. Okay, the next team, the team that we had an opportunity to interview on the Game Strong show, the Hampton Road Redskins, they're 3-0. They've been averaging 60-some points a game. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. Basically, anything that's in their way, and just let you know, they rank number one in offense, and they rank number one in defense in the whole entire league. These guys are NFL-type caliber players, and like you said, Trey, earlier, there's players out here who fly under the radar that should be playing on the next level.
Right.
This team right here, they have a gentleman at the quarterback named Darrell Overton. Awesome quarterback. One of the top in the nation. Don't understand why he's not playing on Sunday in the NFL camp, but hopefully they can check this young man out. Very, very talented. Very talented quarterback, like a Michael Vick combination with a strong arm and very accurate as well. They're 3-0. They're going against the Lancaster Lightning, who is 2-2. The Lancaster Lightning is also another exciting team that they had a potential of upsetting this Hampton Roads. But I predict, I'm going to call this another game of the week. I'm going to pick the Redskins on this one. Let me see, I got two other games. Yeah, one more game to announce. We got the Simpleton Piranhas out of Pennsylvania. They already accomplished 7 championships already. They're one of those long-term teams that's been year champions year in different leagues. This time they're going down to Virginia to play the Tidewater Predators. They're out of the Virginia Beach area. Now, the Piranhas are very disciplined. They're a very first-class organization. They will travel well, but I believe that they provide busing. They cover all their players. So I believe it's going to be a great game. I might pick the Piranhas on this one. The Predators have some great players, but the Piranhas just come strong. And the other bye weeks is for the DMV Enforcers. They have a bye week. The South Jersey Bengals have a bye week, and the Washington Generals have a bye week. And that is our recap from the games from the RSL show and the upcoming games coming up.
All right.
So now, gentlemen, let's talk some sports. Let's talk some sports that's going on locally. Now, I'm not a big baseball fan. I mean, but anybody familiar with the situation with A-Rod and the Yankees?
Yeah, absolutely. I said, today Major League Baseball suspended 13 players for using performance drugs. It's their big case. Now, the highlight of this group is Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez is now, he's going to fight for suspension. He's going to file an appeal. And they're not going to probably be able to do this appeal until after the regular season is over. So now A-Rod is playing his first game of the season because he's been out with a hip surgery. So now he's about to play his first game of the regular season now. Basically, somebody said it best. A-Rod is playing third. He's batting fourth. And, well, he's pleading the fifth because he ain't giving up no state ever. So that's what's going on in baseball. Basically, everybody trying to get Alex Rodriguez out of the game. Good luck, A-Rod.
Wow.
And that's pretty much what's going on. Baseball is so subjective. Like, certain people, they go after. Certain other people, they don't.
Right.
But Barry Bonds with balls all over the planet, they were coming after my brother to sell something. But other folks do it like Andy Pettit, another gangster. Andy Pettit did it. He said it. I did it. I was trying to recover fast so I could get back on the team and help my teammates out to win a world championship. Everybody took the politics and stepped off and ain't thought about it again. Not one time.
Right.
I'm just saying, be consistent. If you're going all in, go all in. And let me make something clear.
Right.
We don't advocate anybody taking anything in order to enhance yourself as an athlete. You work out, you train to be the best athlete that you can, but there's no room in this world for shortcuts. Shortcuts will cut you short eventually.
But
I'm saying that baseball be consistent. They're not very consistent. They'll say one thing 1 minute for one group of people, one thing another way for another group of people. So there's a lack of consistency. Well, that's my thing on A-Rod, all things Yankees. Baseball season really is about the beginning of the first pitch, the beginning of April, and then it's about October. Who's going for the World Series? Who's going to be playoffs? Baseball is a marathon. We're like, football is a sprint. Football is like 17 weeks of action. Baseball is a 162-game marathon. You got to be like into it to be able to watch 162. I mean, because you could be doing anything 162 times over the course of a year. You know what I mean? With the sense of going to work and being with your family, I don't do it.
Right.
So, big up to all the baseball fans out there. I look at myself as a baseball fan. I grew up watching the sport. Grew up playing it. Even coaching. So, I have to appreciate you for the sport. But, you know, I feel that in our culture and our society itself, because a lot of blacks got the opportunity to make something more out of themselves through boxing and baseball. The two sports that are dying now are boxing and baseball.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, from Jackie Robinson to Joe Louis, you know what I mean? Now, you know, who's the next great black heavyweight? I have no idea. what brother's the next great center fielder? I can't
no
tell
idea.
You. I have no idea. But, you know,
I'm glad you brought it up. I mean, what about our black players? I mean, are they stepping up more now? I mean, because some of our kids, they want to be LeBron's or the Kobe's or something like that. I mean, in basketball, what else can we, you know, what else is out there for us all to look up to?
Well, see, this is my thing with, baseball in comparison to basketball. Let's keep doing basketball and baseball. Basketball, all you need is a hoop and a ball. You get yourself $12, you can get yourself a ball. You go to the park, there's hoop all over the place. You can work on your rebounding. You can work on your shot. You can work on your triple pedestal. It's something that you can work on by yourself that you do not need another human being for.
things you can work on with another human being that, you know, will enhance the game. Where baseball, it's not that type of party. You're going to spend at least $60 just for a pitch.
Yeah,
yeah. That's not talking about a bat. Where you going to spend $100 for a bat? The ball costs about $5. Okay, great. But now, then you got to buy, like, you get a uniform, and then you need other cats to play with you. Bare minimum, you need one person just to play catch with you. You need one person to pick why they do it. Then you pick why they do it. You need other people to be able to play and to be able to do it effectively. You need at least five or six people just to practice, just to get it in to try to build your skills up. But like I said, there's not a sport that we've ever played that we have not excelled. Now, to me, baseball is more logical from the standpoint of you can maximize your money the longest.
Yeah, true.
Your back, you know, on the average is about 10 years. And that's if you're good. 10 years. Football is less, like 5, 6.
I can confirm with that, being a former running back and linebacker. Trust me. Hurts the legs and knees and a lot of contact and headaches.
Brother, like I said, you know, you're an exceptional individual if you could say that you had like a 16, 15-year football. You are like among the elite if you're able to say that. The average a cup of coffee, they're in for 5 years and they dump. Make your money off first and second. Contract in the building. But a baseball player, if you're good, you're gonna be around just 15 years, maybe even 20. And then, like I said, once you get 2 or 3 years, you know, you're collecting 5, 6, some 7, some 8 figure salary. So you're collecting $6 million a year for 10 years, you know, your kids ain't got to worry about nothing.
That's right. Now, let me ask a question to Trey. What's the average, you know, how you say, sports, basketball lifespan for a player? You're talking about from small to the I guess, youth league to high school to college and then playing on a higher level professionally. What's the duration on that?
I mean, as far as the highest level, the NBA, the duration is 3 years, which is your first 3 year contract. And
wow!
If and you have to be selected in the first round to actually have a guaranteed contract. And those guys that are selected in the second round or the unsigned draft rookies, you know, they have 1 year to prove themselves, and if they happen to pan out that first year, then, you know, a team will sign them on. And as far as basketball is concerned, you know, like Brother D, like he said, 10 years if you're good and you got to take care of your body. And you have to be in remarkable shape because the game now, it requires a whole lot of jumping, a whole lot of wear and tear on your knees and your legs. So guys that depend on their legs, like the high flyers and the ankle breakers, you know, once you blow an ACL or you tear something in your knee, you know, now your whole game has to change.
Right.
You know,
is that what happened to some of the other top players? Is that why Dwayne Wade kind of stopped going to the hole like he used to, or Kobe kind of stopped the slamming?
Kobe Bryant, the difference between Kobe Bryant and Dwayne, Kobe Bryant, you know, he's almost 20 years in the league. You know, they got him fresh when he was 18. And, you know, you really never heard of Kobe Bryant having a bad injury until now. You know, and Kobe, over the course of time, you know, he has did a phenomenal job keeping up with the times as far as basketball concerned, the different style of play. You know, when he first came into the league, you know, NBA was still more of a half-court setting, you know, do plays, this thing and that thing in order to now everything is a run-and-gun type of setting. So Kobe Bryant just keeping his body up and keeping his stamina up and just doing a good job, just keeping up with the times, you know, it just now, Father Time, unfortunately, is catching up with him. Dwayne Wade, when he first came out of Marquette, he was into his 20s. You know, I think 22, 23, if that, to where now, if you hear guys now in the league that are 23, well, you're almost 3 or 4 years in your, you know, 3 or 4 years in the league now.
Right.
You know, 25 years old in the NBA now, people are saying, well, you're kind of old.
Wow. 25, hold on. 25 years old mean old?
25.
Hold on, wait a minute. Oh, man.
Yeah, you know?
Nah. Honey, man, we wish. Listen, I think we have somebody want to ask a question. I think as he was speaking, I seen the line lit up real quick. Let me see if we can take his caller. Once again, welcome to the Game Song Sports Show. You have a question? One of the panelists?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear.
Great. This is Sig. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Sig. What's
fine.
Going on? All right. Oh, let me see. This is Trey. He's going to be on the Game Strong Sports Show. Trey, hello to Mr. Sig. He's the support and the backbone of the Man, you know, Man Up program and what we do.
First Lady of Man Up.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Wait a minute. First of all, 25 old. Do y'all remember when y'all were 25?
Don't even start.
Come on now.
No, that's not what I called to say, but that got me.
25, yeah.
I'm going to find some 25-year-olds and tell them they old. Look, I have a quick question. Just a quick question. You guys are talking about baseball and basketball and football and all that. We don't promote baseball and hockey and soccer amongst our kids, now do we?
No.
Absolutely no.
No.
Tell you the truth, but soccer bored me.
You guys, oh, my God.
Soccer kind of boring. I mean, come on. I mean, first of all,
okay.
You know, no disrespect to any soccer players out there. I respect you. But that running around, man, I want damn near my heart to pop out of my mouth. And then the kicking they do, man.
Okay. I have sons, and when they were younger, when it came time to teach them a sport, my husband was gone at the time. So it was up to me, and yeah, I taught baseball, I taught basketball and football. Never mentioned baseball, soccer, or anything else to them. So I think that's the parents' fault.
Okay. Yeah, that does have something to do with it. Absolutely.
Now, and I tried to go back and say, don't you want to like play with baseball? You know how much money those guys make? Mom, that's a boring sport.
Please, I looked at some of the money these guys making. They missing. Oh my God! What's A Rod? Even with the suspension, he still owe what $600 million?
Yes, I mean the amount of money they have in their pocket is ridiculous.
Matter of fact, which one? I mean, maybe you guys can help me out here. Which sport pays the most?
Baseball is up there. I know baseball
pays
up there.
The most.
Baseball, golf.
Yes, golf. Golf is a sport.
Golf is a sport, but they don't get paid like baseball do. They get paid by their tournament. Baseball is falling out of control.
I mean, what, $100 million? I mean, it's, damn.
$100 million. Yeah, this contract is the most obscene thing I've ever seen. It's like, what, really?
And they're guaranteed.
And Darryl, you sit down and play baseball for it. Now, you sit down, usually baseball players not run around all the time except when they're out there in the outfield or they're out there, right?
Well, I mean, wait, can you repeat the question because the line's breaking up?
Hello? You got me?
Can you repeat the question one more time?
No, I was saying with baseball, no disrespect to our baseball players, but they don't run around constantly all the time, but they make some of the most ridiculous top money in the whole sporting industry.
Well, like I said before, baseball's a marathon. You got to do that joke for 160 games. Every night of the week, Monday through Friday, you might get one day off in the middle of the week to relax and chill. You're flying all over the country. You got to perform every day. Basketball, you at least perform 4 days a week and you rest in three. The NFL, you got to practice all week, but you're only performing really one day a week. These jokers got to go, you know, soup to nuts every day. So, yeah, that's why what they get paid. That's also their players' union. That's a real union. That's, you know, be proud. That is a union. Because they make sure that all they can get their money, you know, I don't fool. You say my man is supposed to get 25 mil? 25 mil it is. Bam. If you got a football contract and you sign a football contract for less than $30 million and you suck the next year, they can cut you and ain't nothing to do about it. No matter what
That's
you
right.
do, it's done. Basketball is similar. A certain amount of money is guaranteed in a basketball contract, but the rest of it is by the wayside. That's why everybody goes for signing bonuses, because the signing bonuses is money that you got up front.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about soccer? Anybody on the panel, are they aware of the soccer players? I understand they get paid pretty damn well. And if David Beckham, he came off
well,
pretty nice.
Well, here we go about soccer. Soccer in America? No. World League soccer, and you're talking about, like, you know, in England and in Spain and in Europe? Yeah. But then soccer is like football is here with us.
Yeah, they say it's the most popular sport worldwide, soccer. But it's called football.
It is. They call it football. But we, you know, it's just not our thing. I mean, I don't know what other way to put it. You know, it's like watching a hockey game. No offense to those who like hockey.
Hey, come on now, hockey's cool. They fight.
Now listen. You gotta watch. Have you ever really seen a hockey game? Trey, you didn't see. I mean, those kind of get excited when they start to scrap and they go at it.
That's the only time it goes.
You know what? I tried to pay attention to hockey outside of the fighting.
I'm working on it. You guys don't watch the World Cup?
No, I watched the World Cup.
I mean, the whole thing, not just catch the winners to fight or just the last game.
No, you know, and this is might be crazy to say, but I watched the World Cup more than hockey.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, one of my favorite sports is boxing. I mean, I love watching boxing, but then now when they came out with that Ultimate Fighting, I was like, hold up, I found a new love. Have you really watched one of those MMA fights, mixed martial art fights? I mean, these guys are elbowing in the nonsense. It's now, oh, man, it's ridiculous.
Look, I mean, I think they're two different beats. MMA is, I mean, like Brock Lesnar trying to use you as a cheese grater that's the brutality at its best. You know what I mean? It's watching them bang on you. I mean, it's like wrestling without the script. You know what I mean? It's great.
What?
Y'all going to fight until you break somebody's arm off and walk out with it, and that's how it goes down. In an octagon, in a cage. Good luck. You know, it's that type of deal. I'm coming with that. But boxing, like I said, boxing is, that's what it's called, like a sweet science. There is the ebb and flow to the brutality.
Right. It's a science to boxing.
Right. And I mean, like after Floyd Mayweather, when Floyd puts him down, I don't know where we go from there. Like, normally there's always somebody coming up. Okay, before Floyd, there was Roy Jones. You know what I mean?
Right. That was a great fighter. Great fighter.
Right. Roy Jones, you still had Holyfield, you had Tyson, you know,
we had Pernell Whitaker, guys like Mickey Wright, Felix Trinidad.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, Sugar Shane, you know, on and on. So, I mean,
what happened to that? I mean, remember you used to love to watch the, you know, the Tyson fights or those. What happened to that? I mean, has boxing lost their luster?
I believe so.
A lot of it comes from, if you go back to the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, you know, we picked up a ball in the back, opened a pair of boxing gloves, and that's what we did. Now, a lot of cats that will be boxers now play football. They're doing MMA. Some are playing basketball. There's other outlets for us to do in it. Unfortunately, there's some of us who are, let's just say, participating in other things that are, let's say, not conducive to success.
Right.
Instead of being in the gym. Training. Because you have to be dedicated to be a boxer. There's training. And I don't think that's something that's a coincidence. That things that we have to dedicate ourselves to, our numbers are getting lower and lower as African Americans.
Mm-hmm. You know, as far as young people listening, put the damn Xbox down, go outside and play. You know, grab that ball. Lift the Xbox down, put the PlayStation 3 down, the PlayStation 10. You know, you're sitting there eating Jolly Ranchers and you're playing on the other big screen. Put it down. Step away. Go out and play kickball. I mean, what happened to those days? Damn. I have kids. Oh, I'm nice on the court, son. Oh, plug me in. What do you mean, plug you in?
Exactly. They'll talk about how nice they are and ain't took them a basketball because the basketball picked them up.
And that also contributes to some RDR youth and obesity rate. You know, they're forgetting how to get outside. They're forgetting about the exercising. You know, get outside, enjoy it, you know. So, I mean, I'm totally with you. That's actually, you need to have that on another show, talk about training and maybe get some of these other professionals in to join the panel to talk about their particular sports, you know, along with, you know, Brother Trey talks about the basketball, you big dude, the baseball, you know, myself with the football, you know, bring a little bit more awareness to physical fitness.
You know, that's actually a great idea. We need to actually look into that and just actually go through it. Because, I mean, there's a lot of talent out here, but they're not motivated. They're not conditioned. They're not put in positions where they can succeed. I mean, really succeed. I don't care how good you are in talk. I'm gonna use a high school for an example. I'm gonna use Orange High because the three of us, you know, Trey, Naz, and me, we're very familiar with Orange High School in Orange, New Jersey. Orange High only had like one D1 basketball player in 30 years. You go to Orange High, you look up at the Raptors, you can ban it from here to China. We've been state champ, I think, 5 times. In that time period, we've been like the best, and God knows how many times.
Mm-hmm.
That's in that time, God knows how many times. I said, you look up at the Circle of Pride. You go to the gym in Orange High School, you look up, you see all those orange banners going all the way around the gym. But with all that championship glory, for the high school team, none of that translated into this kid going to St. John's or Syracuse or Georgetown or Duke or NC or none of that.
Mm-hmm.
None of that translated over. It had nothing to do with their physical ability to play basketball. It was the fact that academically they couldn't cut it. because academically you can't cut it, you can't perform. I don't care how good you are. You can't spell cat. It's not going to work for you.
Well,
you know, you're going
to
be
mean,
a kid.
I have something to say. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And also, now you got the parochial schools, the big time schools. They're coming to an all, you know, an Orange or an East Orange or an Irvington.
Right. They're out.
Yeah, and they're pulling the kids that will go to, like, say, an Orange High or East Orange campus. And, you know, and a kid that, you know, has a chance, like, you know, for example, a kid that has a chance to play for the great Bob Hurley at St. Anthony's. Well, will he get the same opportunity at Orange High that he would get at St. Anthony?
Of course not. No. Of course not.
So he's automatically going to make that change, you know, hey, I'm not going to Orange High. I'm going to better my future. I'm going to, you know, better my chances getting a scholarship. And, you know, that also comes to play as well, you know. A long time ago, you didn't have a lot of the parochial schools or the top-notch schools going into certain areas and recruiting the kids. You know, that kind of kept a lot of the big-time local players at their local schools. But now, you know, you might catch a top school in Philly come all the way out in Orange to recruit a kid and make his life better.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with things, you know, things of that sort is happening, it kind of knocks, you know, the local schools out of the box. And the talent at the local schools is not being developed as well.
Mm-hmm.
No,
exactly. I agree with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I mean, gentlemen, listen, first of all, I'm coming to the television show. I'm looking at the clock now. Listen, it's been a great show. We're going to continue to have this talk about everything. And I'm glad the fact that we can talk about life outside of sports. I mean, just, you know, especially for the young people, I definitely think that they need to hear just other sides of sports. There's other things physically-wise, discipline-wise, training-wise that I think we can bring awareness to. And maybe talk to some of these other players, coaches, and other people in the respective industry that can give us more insight on the sport itself. And then hopefully bring a new awareness to, you know, physical activity with our young people, more responsibility with education. You know, you can't play the sport without being educated. Because you still got to sign a contract. You got to go for a big contract. You got to know what the hell you're reading. See, you know what I'm talking about on this one.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, ain't no worse than, you know, I'm not just saying black people, but I got to speak because I'm a black man myself. Ain't no worse than a young man not knowing what the hell you're reading. You sound on the dotted line, especially with a lot of money on the table. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Like, damn, I got to pay the lawyer. I got to pay this person. I got to put this out on my, I didn't know this. I got to pay for the trainer. All this is money. Understand your contract, young people. Don't think you can play a sport and not understand it's a business part of it, because what you don't know, someone already knows twice as much, and they can gain above you. So, look, guys, let's talk next week around the same time. I'm going to do a little research. I want to research the new, what's that? Jay-Z has a new sports management company?
Yeah.
I want to explore that a little bit more. Because don't think it was Jay-Z who thought about this. There's people behind him saying, look, you got the name, we got the dollars, we got the know-how. Right. For Rock Nation, right. And he has his own top people. He has Kevin Durant, Victor Cruz, Robert Chanel. He has some major players. And right now, let me tell you something. He's pissing off a lot of the other major sports management companies. He's pissing them off, I think, was it Scott Boras?
Yeah.
Scott Boras said some derogatory things about him. He said, you know, he doesn't understand it. Oh, trust me, Jay-Z has people behind him. It ain't just a bunch of rappers or people from the hood. There's other people that's surrounding him and putting him in the right places. And I want to talk about that. You know, he's trying to make a power move. You know, I want to explore that a little bit more.
you know, about the sports management thing. And I'm pretty sure, Trey, you can definitely give us a lot of insight on that. Also, if you guys don't mind, I want to invite another guest host next week. I'm going to take a hold of him. A family member, Wally Dixon, main event.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to invite him on the show next week. You know, just the basketball players can talk. And, you know, we can get a little more insight on that as well. We don't have a recap of the RSL. And, you know, we're seeking to get also a doctor, a sports doctor, a trainer to get online to talk about sports medicine for next week.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right,
so that's it, guys. I mean, you want to get anybody want to tell the listeners what you're doing for the week, what we got going on, what you got going on? We're spinning around the room. Trey, being that you're the new host, anything you want to tell the listeners?
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and try to check out some more talent out here in the South Carolina area, North Carolina, and also I'll be traveling up to Virginia as well to check out some more talent. There's a lot of guys out there who I call unsung heroes. So whichever catches my eye, definitely you guys will hear about it next week and try to get them on the mat.
Matter of fact, you know what, let's take that idea right there. Start next week, Trey. You gave an idea, brother. If we start next week, we're gonna start naming unsung heroes, brother. On the basketball field, football field, we're gonna talk about them, profile them, and you know, talk about their accomplishments, why they should be noticed. So that's a great idea, brother. Unsung heroes.
Oh, thank you.
All right. And of course, we got the first lady of the Nano show. Sig, is there anything that you want to tell listeners? Okay, Sig,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good.
I'm looking up salaries and everything. I'm like, wait a minute now. I need to point to
see
if this is
correct.
No, I think you guys are doing great. And the kids do need to be more aware, because when we were kids, we had to take PE every day. I think that stopped.
I agree.
And you don't see as many kids outside playing all, because we play football, basketball, baseball, all on the street. You know, no turf, no field. We just play.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good direction to go in, because our kids need to know that there's a lot more than just playing with a controller.
I agree. Instead of being in front of the dumb box, great. That's all. Brother Darryl, you got anything for us?
Well, the only thing I'm going to add to tonight's show is that Friday night, 7 o'clock, right here on the Shadow Worlds Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, the Man Up Show will be back on the air. Join me, you, Mr. Nas, Edward L. Farrell, Hassan Black, as we go into issues that concern men everywhere. Join our first lady of the Man Up Movement, Ms. Dickinson, will be back with us on Friday as we go in on the topic of the day. So that'll be Friday night, right here, Blog Talk Radio, hashtag Shadow Worlds Radio Network, telephone number 646-475-4507. We're looking forward to hearing from you. That's all.
Definitely. Brother Trey, you're more than welcome to call in and be part of the panel. We talk about a lot of issues. But what is our topic this week, brother? I think we said we're gonna go for it. The other issue with our young lady. Are we doing it?
I'm waiting to get back on a guest to get back at me, because I was working on that all day today, and until I can get a confirmation one way or the other, I don't know if we want to push that back one week in order just to make sure that our guest is
right. Well, what we do is we'll have it posted on the website, what the show's about. We will have it up and ready for tomorrow. We're going to hit the squad. We're going to have a meeting behind the scenes with the Man Up squad. We're going to come up with the topic. It will be posted tomorrow. No matter what we do, we try to go in. We try to have fun. We try to, you know, be very insightful. Once again, check out the Man Up show from Friday. Once again, we want to thank everyone tuning into the Game Strong Show. Big shout out to the Regional American Sports Network, the Regional American Football League, for allowing us to be their voice for the whole entire league, from the New York to the Philadelphia to Virginia to Georgia to North Carolina to Florida. You know, we're just trying to make it move. Game Strong is a philosophy, and what we do with the Game Strong initiative, along with the Man Up Show, Game Strong is basically establishing your goals in life and working hard at your game. That applies to everything that you do. It's not just on the field, it's off the field, off the courts. It's a whole entire thing that you do. Game Strong is a philosophy, and we hope that you guys can build upon it. Other than that, that's all I really have to say. Except good night, everyone, and God bless, and we'll see you next Monday on Game Strong, and we'll see you Friday on the Man Up Show.
Good night.
Good night,
everyone.
All right, good night, everybody.
Stone. Get the ones on that go. Get out. Let me do something. Stone. Right.